All right, as people are getting back to their seats, we've got a great panel topic for you next. We're going to talk about hot topics in Federal Circuit appeals, and I have the great pleasure of announcing an excellent panel again. Colleague of mine, Debbie McComas, is going to lead the discussion. Debbie is just super great to work with. We work with on a lot of appeals together, and it's so awesome to interact with somebody like Debbie, who interacts with a person like me, who wants to be steeped in the technical detail, to bring me and us back to the legal issues, the standards of review, all the things that really determine the outcomes at the Federal Circuit. So that Debbie's going to do a great job here. Also on the panel, we have Jessica Hanna. Jessica is at DLA Piper. Jessica is a very experienced patent litigator. She's currently actually on the board of directors for the Federal Circuit Bar Association as well. So she brings that expertise. And previously, Jessica was at Apple, where she led a lot of their district court and appeals practices, and particularly was focused on the issues and the matters that Apple chose to appeal and their amicus briefs. So very great perspective. And then finally, we have Peter Ayers. Peter is a friend of this conference for many years. Peter is one of those triple threat kind of people.
Jack of all trades, Jack of, masters
even
of
better,
none.
Jack of all trades. Peter is currently at the USPTO, where he serves in the role of senior counsel for patent law and litigation, where he is involved in the decisions, again, of what the patent office decides to intervene in and positions taken on appeal. Prior to that, Peter, this is actually his second career, so he brings that expertise as an electrical engineer and as a practicing electrical engineer before becoming an attorney. And prior to that, he serves as a judicial clerk for Judge Plager. So this is a terrific panel. Debbie, please take it away, and I hope you all enjoy.
Thanks, David. Okay, we wanted to be a little more casual. This be more of a fireside chat amongst practitioners and, you know, a little bit of a debate about what we think is hot right now. So our table's not working for us, but y'all work with us and we'll try to keep it conversational. And in that regard, I kind of wanted to start with who in here really fashions themselves more of an appellate lawyer? Okay, what about litigators? Patent litigators, district court side. Okay, who's doing IPRs? All right, and any prosecutors, more just pure? Okay, that's super helpful because we want to make sure we're talking about the issues that we think are going to be important to you. And I think that's why this group is up here, because we all come from a different perspective. So, Jessica, why don't you tell me, are you more a plaintiff or a defendant?
So I've spent probably 98% of my time as a patent litigator, as a defendant. I have been a plaintiff a couple of times, but I am predominantly the defendant in patent litigation.
And in IPRs, you're a petitioner. Okay. So a little bit of a different story for you, right, Peter?
Yeah, my career has done both plaintiff side and defense side. Much of my private practice here in Austin was with McCool Smith, where we did a bunch of pretty high-profile plaintiffs' cases, but also a fair number of significant defense cases. After the AIA in 2012, I also did a lot of IPRs as lead counsel and represented both patent owners and defendants or petitioners. So I think I have a fairly balanced experience, but certainly will be happy to give a plaintiff side if we need a foil for Jessica.
And he's also the government brain up here too, right? Not that he's speaking for the government, but he definitely has some very current experience with the government and, you know, being active in the Fed Circuit. So that's going to bring a nice balance. I'm somewhere in between. I still think I probably swing a little more toward Jessica's side as far as being a defendant or a petitioner, but we represent a fair number of patent owners too. So hopefully that's why I'm sitting in the middle and I get to be the balance between these two.